Ready? We're going? All right. Good morning. Chairman Brad Holton, I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Van Beek. Commissioner Brooks is at a meeting with the city of Nampa. And so we have a 9:30 agenda item meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and consider action items, of which we have three this morning. First action item is consider resolution granting a refund to the city of Nampa Street Division. Is there anybody here for presenting that?
Yep.
Oh, it is, okay. Why does it say Street Division in? I'm interested in the narrative on this one.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, I came, I was under the understanding I probably didn't need to be here for this, for the refund purposes.
Okay.
But I understand anything over 500.
Oh, that's true. Okay. And it's 592.75, so.
Just an over.
It's an overpayment. Okay.
A refund city of Nampa for landfill charges. That's about what I know about it.
That's the.
I just didn't.
Standard fare.
Show up if I need to show up, so I.
Because you know who always has questions.
Yeah, he's not here. Okay. No, I appreciate that. Thank you for being here today. This, as you've indicated, is just an overpayment and oversight that Nampa issued a check that we would like to give them the money back. I just came from a city council meeting and everybody's doing the same thing, looking for money to fund local government. So this, I don't know what it will buy, but Chairman, I'm in favor, and that's my motion to issue a refund in the amount of $592.75 that was overpaid back in October of 2025, and the account information from the city of Nampa, that documentation is there on the record.
All right, I'd second the motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo. Thank you.
See, what a way to start your day out.
I know.
All right, second action item is consider independent contractor agreement for hearing examiner services. And is it Ashley, is it Squires?
Squires.
Squires, okay. I don't get to pronounce Squires very often, so. All right. You want to give us a little intro into that, Jay? And
yes, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek. So Ms. Squires had previously under contract with us as our second hearings examiner. And then we recently appointed Jerome Mapp as a hearing examiner. I talked to Ashley and she would like to continue her contract. I've known her for over 20 years in many planning capacities. She is currently the executive director of three urban renewal districts, one in Eagle, one in Meridian, and one in Chubbuck.
Oh, wow.
But she really wants to be involved and would like the opportunity. So it's good to have a second so that we can schedule around.
Yes.
And so I think we're pretty good opportunity to do that if you so choose.
Yeah. So Chairman, Director Gibbons, thank you for being here. Your opinion weighs heavily in my opinion. You've been involved in a lot of land use and planning around the Canyon County and the Treasure Valley for a long time. So your recommendation I'm in favor of, and that's my motion, Chairman, that we sign the independent contractor agreement with Ashley Squires, who will provide hearing examiner services for Canyon County.
So I'm going to go into it just a little bit.
Okay.
So we have a motion made. Having the pleasure of having to be back into the re-election cycle, several disparaging comments were made about DSD during this cycle, and fortunately one of the pronouncers of that didn't do well in the election totals. But this is a demonstrable evidence that we are trying to do the best we can do to be as efficient as we can be with the requests that are coming before DSD, and to hire yet another independent contractor to do these hearings is helping the flow and the length of time that it takes to get through that. And I think for the public, one of the things to understand with painful clarity is I submit for like a zoning change or a conditional use permit. That's great. That's the application you submit, but you also have to go to multiple agencies with your application and get their input on that. And it isn't just a simple process that you pay the fee and you put your application in, and then it's all on DSD. And I think that is lost and, for the most part, not acknowledged to the public on these people who are frustrated about their permit, that a significant burden of proof is upon them. It's in their interest to get those other agencies' comments and have those other agencies fully understand what they're trying to do. Yet the burden is not upon the DSD. The burden is upon the applicant. And for us all who pay taxes, this is a pay-to-play situation, and I'm not interested in having our taxpayers through DSD staff to do the work for the applicants. The applicants need to have quite a burden that they need to follow through on. And so far, without exception, the complaints that have come to me have more to the story, and it usually goes back upon the applicant. It does not go upon the DSD staff for their negligence in not doing something. So I want that on the record. And this piece of business this morning clearly demonstrates that we are intentional and trying to do the best we can to get some of these hearings done in a timely fashion. And it requires contracts just like this to be able to do some of this. So with that long narrative, I would gladly second your motion. And so motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Super. So here's the next action item is consider risk management services renewal with ESIS Inc. And do we have legal's review?
Yes, Chairman. So, as you know, one of the requirements of our Munich Re insurance is to maintain a relationship with a claims administrator, the one we've been working with since we've been with Munich Re is ESIS. We really primarily use them for two services. One, we file our report only when we receive a notice of tort or something that we don't think is going to progress, so the insurers are notified. And then if we have a claim that needs reviewed and we think has a potential to be filed and end up in court, then there's a $1,770 fee for those, for that review. And then they work with they get regular updates for the insurer on those cases with the outside counsel or with us, it's whoever's assigned. And so this agreement is just through the end of the fiscal year. We have technically paid these fees already. After the COO left, they contacted me and sent me this link and asked for it to be signed. And so that's why I've got it up on your agenda.
So really, this is, Chairman, this is just a change in the stakeholder at the county and who's looking at that. Is that what you're saying?
This same agreement, same form we've signed in the past. They just told me it needed renewed and asked for it to be signed. So we have in the past had the COO just sign these for its authorization. But I did figure out how to upload the document with your signatures outside of DocuSign, and so I've got it for your signature now.
Okay. And Chairman, I'm sorry, Zach. I want just to clarify, make sure that I understand. This contract runs through the end of this fiscal year.
Correct.
And are we renewing for 27 with this today?
That will be just, no, this is not for
27.
This ends in 26. And then as we have the conversations about insurance with Hartwell, in the coming year. This will be another topic for discussion.
Okay, thank you. And then I'm looking at page 5. So there's a fee increase on this. So what I heard you say, it's gone up from $1,500. Is that right? On the, yeah.
Over the 3 or 4 year period, it's gone up a little bit.
Yeah, and that's why I was confused. So maybe this was in place for last year because it was $50. Now it's $60 for record only.
Last year, I think fiscal year 25, we were paying $57, and then.
Oh, I see.
So they've asked for regular increases with each renewal.
Okay, and I just will say for the record that the record only, I appreciate the analysis, all those passed by our legal team, I guess just gauging how that's going to go. So everything's on record, but thank you for your review, and I'm in favor. ESIS has been a good company for the county. As far as I know, we haven't had issues with them, with the insurance or the reinsurance, and
something we have to have.
Yep, something we have to have. And I would say, Chairman, that having attended the last meeting with ICRIMP, the county has really benefited from a larger insurance company as the county's grown. This has really been a better fit for the county's needs. And it's been, as far as I know as a commissioner, it's worked well. So will be... Unless you have any additional comments.
The only comment I would make is that Commissioner Van Beek has a far greater view on this than I do. And when I was looking at the county and the liability and the settlements that were being paid before I got into office, this is one area that I was going to look into. And without any direction or involvement from myself, ICRIMP decided to bail ship. And I thought, oh my, what a mucky mess am I getting into? And actually, it's been a fairly good success story. You can never predict what kind of claims that you're going to encounter during a year. But the county's loss and having to pay out completely dried up to the extent that one of the underwriters last year did not believe our loss record, and they accused us of paying claims under the table and not documenting them. And it was like, you're an insurance broker that really doesn't understand public money. There is no hiding of claims under the table. Everything's public money, public documents. And so we for this section of time is completely in comparison to previous years, have stopped that flow. That takes a significant team effort. This isn't about me. This is about a lot of people trying to be very wary and very careful about our exposure to liability. And we've been highly successful. Can we do that next year? I hope so. But we're only part of what drives that. And bad things do happen, accidents do happen, and so we'll just take it one day at a time. So, did you make a motion?
Not yet, but
okay.
I will.
Okay, all right.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the Risk Management Services Agreement, the renewal addendum, which runs through our next fiscal year. I'm sorry, it finishes this fiscal year. That's it.
Less is more.
I know. You gave me too much space.
All right. So the motion's been made. I would second the motion to authorize payment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Very good. All right. Is there any other general business that we need to deal with this morning?
There is one that I can... Have the county received a tax notice? I'm assuming it's a tax deed. So I don't want us to have a delinquent tax notice. And I was wanting a refresher on if we can do that. We've done this before where we waive the fees that the county is charging itself for tax properties.
Well, I haven't seen a notice. Which property is it on?
Is due?
Yes.
We've been getting them several, so.
But I thought we had a.
You got
Yeah.
Well, we can look into it and probably just set forth a policy then.
Main Street address and the Missouri address.
And they're zeros. It might be Highway 44.
It might.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've the most recent practice has been to have a resolution from the board.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Off the tax rolls. We will. Aaron has these. We'll get that resolution prepped for you.
Okay.
I assume, board, this is the email we received this morning.
I scanned and sent the documents yesterday before I left.
We didn't get the two today. Yet. These are checked.
May I approach?
Sure.
They're
one and the same?
That we received, yeah. It's 0 East Main Avenue.
Okay. Perfect. Okay.
Thank you. We try to be efficient.
That's right. Okay.
And then, Chairman, it looks like we have some folks in the audience here that would like a conversation about property that's owned by private properties that the county is negotiating with or intends to negotiate with. Still early.
Spit it out.
Still early.
I'm having trouble.
And those would be appropriate for executive session under C.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that the only exec session? Well, we just need the people to deal with.
Okay. Zach, I have a...
You had two topics for executive session.
You have a document you want to discuss too, Jay?
Yeah.
No? Okay.
So, Chairman, with that information, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection D, to consider records that are exempt from public disclosure. Communicate with legal counsel to discuss legal ramifications of legal options for pending litigation or controversies not yet being litigated but imminently likely to be litigated. And this would, the purpose or topic is Highway 44 and property tax assessments. I guess we did that one. Yeah.
And I have one land use issue that I need advice on, so D and F. So.
And then we got that. And I need to include C.
Okay.
That is interest in real property.
All right. You want to make a motion?
That was my motion.
That is your motion.
Yep.
I'd second the motion. Motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. Motion carries. So let's consider ourselves recessed into executive session.